Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. And at that time, I will bring you in, at that time when I gather you together. For I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What a joyful pericope to read in the middle of a sometimes somber season of preparation. It, of course, fits well with this week of preparation and the lighting of the pink candle in many of our churches and our chapel here at the International Center. Our text from Zephaniah is a beautiful gospel reading and is the final verses of the book and his prophetic proclamation. What a way to end it. Certainly, it is also, though, important to remember the entire context of Zephaniah's short prophetic voice. Leading up to our reading for today, Zephaniah spoke often of the day of the Lord, a day of judgment among sinful nations and sinful people, how nations would be used to bring about God's plans of judgment and also his mercy upon people. For Zephaniah made the prophecy during the reign of Josiah, a good king of Judah. And this prophecy was possibly made during some pretty good years, with good reforms being made in Jerusalem. And Zephaniah's words encourage the continued turning of hearts and minds to God, and also brought the hard truth of the sins of the people of God and of Israel, and of its and what would come from that. Reading through the entire book, it wasn't hard to think of some of the fears we have in our world that are discussed often. In this time of year, it's full of celebrations and anticipation. We're also aware of the conversations around such things as wondering whether the fabric of our nation can endure a long election cycle and possibly long impeachment debate. Financial insecurity for future generations despite a recovering generation or generating economy. Crime rates that are around us. Pressures put on those of us of faith and how we are best to respond. And as individuals as well, we have our own fears. Will this be the year our kids or loved ones finally understand the meaning of Jesus, of his birth, of his life, of his death, of his resurrection, and confess him as King and Savior? Of health concerns, of concerns around issues of mental health and anxiety, and of loneliness. For we also know our sin. We know our sin of not listening and following our benevolent King, of not treating the least of those around us with love and appreciation, our sins of gossip, our sins of lust, our sins of desiring those things that are not ours. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. We hear the words of our King and Savior that we never need to fear evil or our enemies. Certainly in our sin and our humanness, we will fear, but our fear won't fix the problem. Instead, our gracious God again calls us to hear the good news that our Savior and King has come and has taken away our punishment and turned back our enemies of sin, hell, and the devil. In his kingdom, sin has been forgiven and guilt has been removed, and our God and King is present with his people, continuing to fight on our behalf and showering with all the good things of life and faith. He protects us from harm, delivers us from evil, comforts us in our fears. Our rescuer, our Savior, comes for us. And it brings our great God great joy to do so. This Advent, and as we move into the Christmas season, the Holy Spirit continues to call the remnant together. The remnant called by grace and marked in baptism. And we will sing our beautiful hymns of praise and tell the story of redemption brought in the Christ child, the unlikely king. We sing and tell the story of God as the one who sings over us and tells us the story of his love, of his forgiveness and his salvation, and yes, the plans for the final day of the Lord. For he rejoices because he loves you. He rejoices because you are now in his presence by his work and power. God is joyful because the goal of his work of salvation has been reached in his Son. He is joyful because the most cherished part of his creation will live in his presence forever. For God sent his Messiah, Jesus Christ, in human flesh to dwell in our midst. God's judgment of human sin and God's forgiveness of humans are accomplished by Christ's death on the cross. And Christ, our Lord, our true King, won salvation for us, his people. And it is that us, the remnant, his church, proclaim and sing and rest in this time of Christmas and Advent. For he is the King who judges us in righteousness and yet shows us mercy. He clears out the evils around us and justifies us by his grace. In the noise of the season, may we turn our ears to this song of God, that we turn our ears to his promises and his gift of grace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Micah and Robin Wildauer, who are serving the Lord in Togo. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.